You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome to St. John Fisher University here at 2025 Buffalo Bills training camp. I'm Nate Geary here for a special edition of Sports Talk Sunday, again live from St. John Fisher University. Practice in full swing right now, and coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors & Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Well, good morning, and a beautiful morning, kind of. It looks like maybe it's going to rain a little here in Pittsburgh, New York, here at St. John Fisher University. The last day, the last practice, full practice, before the Bills put the pads on tomorrow, which we'll have coverage here with Jeremy and Joe live at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. But in the meantime, got a full slate for you over the next 2 hours here live from training camp. I was on the field, watched the beginning portions of practice. We'll go over that in just a few moments. Throughout the morning and into the afternoon here, we'll have a couple of people joining the show here live from training camp as well. Sal Capaccio is going to join us here in a couple of minutes. He's out in the field right now. There was some install and some team periods. He's going to hop in here, and we're going to talk practice today with Sal. We're going to have Anthony Prochaska from Cover One join the program. We're also going to hear from Bills special teams coordinator Chris Tabor, who met with the media this morning, and plenty of media availability this weekend. I know if you missed it, we'll have it up on on-demand audio, but we'll get you a bunch of live audio from yesterday's practice and today as well. So a lot to get to over the course of the next hour plus going into 1 o'clock. So I mentioned that I started today, on the field watching practice. And this is my first sort of go at training camp this year, a little later than normal. Usually I'm here the first weekend of practice, but with travel and whatnot, this is my first time, first opportunity to put eyes on the field and eyes onto this roster. And, you know, a couple of things stood out to me from this morning. Also talking to some of the other media members, asking them, you know, what have you seen, getting kind of caught up on what I've missed over the first couple of days of training camp. And, you know, a couple of names were sort of consensus amongst all of the, you know, journalists and creators that I talked to on the field this morning. And the two names that kind of came up regularly were TJ Sanders, the Bills' second-round pick, defensive tackle out of South Carolina, and the other being Keon Coleman, which I think is, you know, natural. He's sort of been the topic of discussion, I know, online, in person, on the field, on Discord, wherever you want to, have your online conversations. The conversation has largely been around Keon Coleman, Ryan Talbot as well. I forgot to mention he's going to join us here at 11:30, so we've got a full slate for you. We'll get his thoughts, Ryan Talbot's thoughts, who's been here throughout the week as well. But the two names, again, Keon Coleman and TJ Sanders. For Coleman, day two and day three, up and down, that's sort of been the topic of conversation, is the performance being not the most consistent, being up, being down. Today, I would say, leans towards the up category. You know, again, Anthony Prochazka, Cover One, had a couple of tweets this afternoon just about Coleman and the performance. I guess I would say a bit of a bounce back from yesterday, where he had a couple of drops during team sessions yesterday, and kind of a different feel, different vibe from Keon Coleman today, catching everything that's going his way, a lot in the intermediate, over the middle and to the boundaries at the sidelines on some comeback routes. So that's good to see. As you know, listen, I mentioned the other day, I saw Thad Brown's tweet just about the inconsistency. I think it was on Friday, and I quote tweeted it that, you know, it's not good. And as much as I think we all probably I'm guilty of this, but, you know, then there's also overreactions, two people overreacting. I think that's kind of what we do right now. This is all we have. It's practice. There's no pads on, and you're not going to get a really good vibe of really anybody, but it's football. We're watching it on the field. We want to have takes. We want to have opinions. And, you know, the opinions early on is that Keon has been good at times and has been bad at times. And the bad is really kind of formulated with drops, which is something that, you know, did show up at times last year on the field. The interception, I think it was against the Jets. Maybe it was against the Patriots. I can't remember the game. But the ball goes right off his hands in the red zone as he can have a walk-in touchdown. The ball goes off his hands and into the hands of a defender. And so those are the sort of things that you're leaning on and you're focusing on if you're anybody here watching Keon Coleman, if you're the Bills coaching staff, if you're the Bills wide receiver coach, if you're Josh Allen, right? Like, in order to trust that when Keon Coleman's on the field, he's capable of making the plays you need him to make. It's not just about being in the right place, which I think is what the concern was year one, right? Early in training camp, is getting him involved in the offense and having him understand where he's supposed to be, what motions he's supposed to be, how he's supposed to be tacking and stemming routes. Like, these are all things that you would worry about with a rookie, because they're a rookie, they don't have that NFL experience. Now year two, you're sort of expecting Keon Coleman to understand where he's supposed to be on plays, how he's supposed to stem routes, you know, whether he's supposed to sit or continue moving on routes within zone. Like, those things, I think, appear to be in his back pocket now. These are things he's not struggling with anymore, and nor should he. Again, going into year two, those are sort of rookie things that you worry about your rookie being in the right place at the right time and understanding why and where he's supposed to be on a given play. I think that's sort of in the rearview mirror with Keon. Now it's when he's in the right place at the right time, can he make the plays? Can he make the catches? And I think that's something that I know I came in today's practice watching, and so far so good. But again, we'll get some opinions from Ryan Talbot, from Anthony Prochazka today, just and Sal Capaccio as well, on Keon's performance today at practice. The other guy that I mentioned, TJ Sanders. So I probably talked to four or five Bills beat reporters on the field when they came in this morning before practice. All of them, the first player they said that they'd watch this week and that thought had really been a standout is TJ Sanders. In the right position at all times, making plays in the backfield, finding ways to get in the backfield again, no pads on, so it's hard to really take a lot from a defensive lineman making plays on offensive linemen that don't have pads on. The physicality's not there. But it's great to hear because, listen, this is a defensive line that we know. I've been talking a lot the last couple of weeks with my buddies just about, okay, well, what about the numbers on this defensive line? Like, they're likely going to keep 10 defensive linemen, 5 defensive tackles, 5 defensive ends. And what makes this all real interesting is, obviously, the suspensions to Michael Hoyt and Ogunjobi is they're going to have 2 extra roster spots that they're going to have to try to figure out what to do with as they get into the season. And then as those suspensions come up, you know, who are the players that are going to be in, and who will the players be that come out? And I think with Sanders, as I think what you're seeing is the guy that's probably the first in the rotation of coming onto the field when an on Oliver or even a Daquan Jones comes off the field. Like, I think he's a player that can play both as a 1-tech and a 3-technique. And I really love the idea on third downs or obvious passing downs, having him and Ed Oliver in the middle together. I think they're very similar playing styles, penetrating style defensive tackles. But if you don't have to worry about the run and you can allow Ed Oliver and TJ Sanders to just, you know, get upfield and do what they do, you know, I think that could be a real position for the Bills defensively to get after quarterbacks, especially, again, in those obvious passing situations. So, like, hearing that he's having a strong start to the camp, I think is really promising for how good this defensive line can ultimately be. And part of the ceiling of this defensive line matters in how good and how healthy Joey Bosa will be. And, you know, I'm out here watching him a little bit. The other guy, too, I guess I should mention, I talked about TJ Sanders being a guy that the beat reporters were sort of mentioning to me by name. The other guy that seemingly has been mentioned to me by name by everybody here and online as well, Dorian Strong. You know, a player right now that out of Virginia Tech, and I think I'll quote Sal Capaccio on the sideline saying he looks like an NFL cornerback, and I totally agree. He made a great play during the team portion of practice, and I think it was Zach Davidson makes a catch down the field. I think at quarterback was Mitch Trubisky. I guess that kind of doesn't matter in this situation, but Dorian Strong coming from behind strips the ball out, and it was a strip sack. And fumble, or I'm sorry, not a strip sack, but a strip and fumble, the defense recovered. And that's the kind of plays that I think what we're seeing the earlier part of start of training camp here is Dorian Strong just making plays when given the opportunity. So, you know, like that's a player I know I'm watching on quite, you know, with interest during this during today's practice when I was on the field. And, you know, to me, the numbers game at both defensive line and defensive back, I think, are super interesting, right? They draft Hancock out of Ohio State. He's been sprinkled in at both slot corner and safety. And obviously you have Cam Lewis already here on the roster, a guy that I think the coaching staff probably trusts, right? Trusts that he's going to be in the right position, can be your guy off the bench if Taron Johnson, who was not practiced today, looked like a veteran day off, was still in his jersey, standing on the sidelines. Terrell Bernard also not in practice today with a hamstring injury. So a couple of those guys that are off the field, we're starting to see some of the depth pieces get opportunities to run with the ones against the Bills starting offense. And Dorian Strong out there as well a couple of times. Jamarcus Ingram lining up in the slot in place of Taron Johnson. But like they've just got a lot of numbers in that defense. Backfield. All this to say is I haven't even mentioned Dane Jackson, a player that knows this system that, again, if the coaching staff, you know, had injuries at the cornerback position, we're watching the Dolphins right now go through injuries at the corner position, and they're actively going out in the free agent market and going to get corners. Jack Jones, the free agent corner from the Raiders, he signs. They just signed Mike Hilton yesterday or 2 days ago. They are literally going in to get guys off the street. The Bills do not have that issue with the numbers at corner. If a Tre'Davious White, God forbid, a Christian Benford, I mean, they would be in a tough position if Christian Benford goes down. He's their best corner. But, you know, God forbid an injury happens where Benford or Trey White or Max Harrison go down. You have a guy that started games in the system in Dane Jackson. You have a guy that started games in the system in Jamarcus Ingram, who last year had a ton of success when he was on the field. Especially, I'm thinking in that Dolphins game, he gets two interceptions and a pick six in that game. And it just kind of goes to show you the depth that this team, this organization, has been cultivating at the defensive back position. That doesn't even mention, you know, the depth they have at safety, right? Damar Hamlin, who started every game for this team last year, is on the sidelines because Cole Bishop, right now, their second-year rookie, their second-year player out of Utah, is finally kind of has that stranglehold on the other starting safety position alongside Taylor Rapp. So I think for me, the question becomes, well, if you have a numbers game at defensive back, at defensive line, what happens to a guy like Brandon Codrington, right? A guy that's the kick return specialist. If you have 10 guys at the defensive back position, I think it's going to be hard to keep a Brandon Codrington, even if you have him sort of listed as a every down specialist. They're just going to have, I think, this training camp is going to be the toughest cut down that they will have had under the Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean era. I just think there are so many good, young, veteran-level players, players they trust, players they're learning to trust. So, like, these are all things to me that speak to, listen, I love the competition. I think, again, you go in training camps past, there's not a lot of starting jobs up for grabs. I would agree. There's not a lot of starting jobs up for grabs with this team either, right? Cornerback two is really the only position along both the offense and defense right now that is a starting level position that they don't quite have that starter in place yet. Now, Max Harrison, Tre'Davious White, both, I think, in the thick of the best battle in camp right now between Tre'Davious White and Max Harrison. And listen, Trey White, again, another guy this coaching staff will trust to be in the right position, that's going to be able to communicate the right way, that knows this defense, that knows Sean McDermott's defense, knows what's important to Sean McDermott and this defense. And it would not shock me at all if early on in the season, I think Max Harrison's going to play a lot regardless, but it would not shock me at all if Tre'Davious White wins this camp battle coming out of training camp and into the season. Early on in the season, you're playing a Baltimore Ravens team, high-calibered offense, two-time MVP at quarterback. Maybe that's not the game you want to throw Max Harrison in and sort of let him sink or swim. Maybe that's the game you sort of ease him in. You get him in on every other drive, every two drives. I would guess some sort of rotation at the cornerback two position makes sense at least to start the season, unless Max Harrison just has an unbelievable rest of his training camp, makes plays in the preseason, so on and so forth. I see the Bills really leaning on a guy like Tre'Davious White, who has worked really hard. We heard Bobby Babbage this week talk about how hard Tre'Davious White has worked to earn a position to, listen, come in here and win a battle. So I think for me, the cornerback two position is the only true starting caliber position we're watching in camp in terms of camp battles. But I think there are the rest of camp, the rest of the positions depth-wise, who's going to be the number two? Who's going to be the number three guy? We know this team does a ton of rotating in on the defensive line. So who is the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth guy coming in is I think, pretty consequential for this team, because those guys are going to get 25, 30, 35% of the snaps. And so for me, a TJ Sanders, a Deion Walker, these guys that are coming in off the bench, like, to me, those are the training camp battles that everyone's watching for. There's not a ton of those starting roster spots available. Cornerback two's really it. Everything else, it's all about the depth battles. And I think today you're starting to see, and tomorrow when the pads come on, I think you're going to start to see guys like Keon Coleman. That's really where I think we'll all be able to look at Keon and start evaluating him, because that's really where he's going to thrive, the physicality at the line of scrimmage. And I'm excited to see the same with Josh Palmer, right? Josh Palmer has looked really good and really strong early in training camp. Looks like he has that rapport he's already built with starting quarterback Josh Allen. The question is, when the pads come on, the separation qualities he has, I think that those are the really special parts of Josh Palmer's game. I think those should shine more when the pads come on. And on the other side, talking about the battle with the cornerback position, I just think it's so unique to have as many, I don't know, NFL caliber players. Sal Capaccio joining me now here live from training camp. The level,
hi.
The amount.
I had to get out of the rain.
Well, it is raining here.
There's nothing on this radar. I mean, nothing.
Listen, as two golfers that rely on the radar quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Weird.
It's very weird.
So
it's hot, it's humid, but it's raining here at training camp. So slick ball out on the field, Sal. I was kind of alluding to the fact I got here. It's my first day of training camp. I went around. I talked to some beat reporters. Hey, who stood out to you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mentioned that you weren't the only person. There was like three or four other reporters that all said the name Dorian Strong.
Yeah.
He's out there today. I quoted you saying, like, he just looks like an NFL
yes.
corner. And he makes that play, the strip from behind, the strip fumble, big play during the 11-on-11. Sal, when you look at the training camp battles, there's one starting spot up for grabs. It's cornerback two position. But this might be the most competitive training camp that I've walked into since Sean McDermott's maybe first and second year, when you just didn't know who you had, who was going to buy into the program, who wasn't, who they were going to send out, who they were going to bring in. This team is filled with young, hungry players that are in depth roles that really can elevate it, I think, in the system.
And I think that that particular area may be the most competitive I've seen in a while.
Agreed.
Right? Which is, yeah, we know there's a starting spot available. Max Harrison and Tre'Davious White. One of those guys are going to get it. But after that, you got Dorian Strong, Dane Jackson, Jamarcus Ingram.
Yep.
You got guys
that have played in the league, who have
yep.
had success in the system in the league.
And I watched, so what's funny about that play, I just happened to be focusing on Dorian Strong, that particular play from the start of the snap. And actually, before the strip, I really liked his play. He dropped in zone, got his head turned, saw the ball was going to be in front of him, and he did a nice job to get to it. And that was before the strip. And I'm like,
yep.
oh, that's a nice, that's knowing where you're supposed to be,
right.
understanding the zone concept. And then he stripped the ball. I love it. Then, though, about next segment, he's on Keon Coleman, one-on-one, fade pattern. They are jostling down the field. And Keon did a great job to just get up, high point it, touchdown. And Dorian Strong's DB coach, Jamil Adai, came up and had to talk to him. And he got beat.
Yep.
Keon Coleman beat him.
Yep.
You love to see those backs and forths.
100%. And I'm glad you mentioned Keon Coleman. He's obviously the hot name of criticism of whatever you want to say, Sal. From what I saw on practice in the early portions, a standout day for Keon Coleman, making plays at the point of attack. You mentioned the play that I was up here for on the radio already. But on one-on-ones during the team segment, he's a player, Sal, that I think on the offensive side, if we're talking about a position battle of sorts, I don't necessarily think there's a battle for Keon Coleman as a wide receiver 1, 2, 3. I just, because of the way that this room sort of operates and the everybody eats mentality, I don't know that you're ever going to slot one guy into a specific, he's wide receiver 1, he's wide receiver 2. But I think, Sal, he's out here earning how much he's going to be on the field and how much he's going to be involved and how much they trust him to be in those important situations.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think today, in fact, I was just thinking, I'm watching him out there today. I think his trajectory this camp has gone up and up and up each day.
Yeah.
Right? Like the first day was like, I didn't
up
really
and down,
notice him.
Yeah.
Kind of didn't notice him, didn't have any catches. Next day was a little uneven. Then I think today is like maybe been Keon's best day out here. He did a nice job the other day, but he had a drop or two.
Yep.
I think he's just been more consistent today from what I'm seeing, which is really nice. I like Dalton Kincaid today, too. So you think about the two guys we talked a lot about. Dalton's been on the receiving end of a couple of nice Josh Allen passes today.
So, Sal, when you look at the team as a whole right now with getting the pads on, is there a position group? Obviously, offensive, defensive line. It's a tough part of training camp without pads for the first week. They can't be physical. You want to make sure everyone stays healthy. But when the pads go on, how much have you noticed in years past, like the intensity level of this practice? How much does it go up when the shoulder pads come on? These guys want to get after it a little bit. It's almost like they're the bull in the ring.
Yep.
And they're getting pulled back, and then finally the pads come on, and they get to let the bull out of the ring a little bit.
Well, let me say it this way, too. If you look at tomorrow pads come on. And tomorrow, what's that say right there, Nate? What's it going to be?
Woo, 91.
So,
jeez.
What I've noticed is when the pads come on, it gets hotter, and the guys are just like
attitudes.
Yeah, you get a little more. It's like being hangry, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you want. We had to invent a word for it out here, though.
That's right.
They get hot. Yep. They get, you know, really want to get after it. Get a little nasty.
Yep.
So I think once that comes on, if you're out here today, like today, it's a little refreshing. Pads are on, whatever. Yeah, you're doing your job. But I mean, once that starts happening, and you're like, this is just miserable, and you get a little mad, and then all of a sudden someone ticks you off, and that's when you have a scrum that starts happening, right? So the intensity comes up. I think what you said just as I was walking up here is right. There are some guys in this team that you can't judge until the pads come on.
Yeah.
Keon's one of them.
I agree.
That's what Joe Brady basically said. Joe Brady basically said, like, you can't judge Keon Coleman until the pads come on. That's not his game. I like to say, after he said that, I'm like, look, that's right. Like, Keon Coleman's not making the U.S. flag football team.
Yes.
That's right. That's not his game, right?
That's right.
Yeah. His game is, pads come on. You want to get into me? I'm going to show you.
Yep.
Look. He just did it against Dorian Strong, the guy we just were talking about, how he looks the part. Keon was more physical than him on that play and said, I don't care. You're not bodying me here. I'm going to go up and get this ball. I want to see that happen more when the pads come on from Keon Coleman. Then you look at the O-line, D-line. I always say I don't really watch O-line, D-line until pads come on.
It's hard.
I like to watch their technique. I like to watch Aaron Cromer. I've tweeted some videos today. Aaron Cromer's a great technician. Yep. Love watching him coach. But we can't really gain anything from them going against the D-line until the pads come on.
So the other thing I wanted to ask you about for at least this portion of training camp today, we talked about on the field, Terrell Bernard out today, hamstring injury. Do we know? Do we have anything?
No, Terrell's out today with a hamstring.
Okay. No,
so
Taron Johnson on the field either today.
So is Curtis Samuel today.
Okay. I didn't see Taron Johnson. He was in jersey. But
okay.
He was not out there with the ones.
Blue jersey? I didn't see that.
A blue jersey.
I did not get him on a report. I'll get that. Thank you. I did not realize that. But it makes sense now, thinking about the guys I saw.
Yep.
Because
a lot of
we
Cam
did not
Lewis,
we
a lot
did
of
not
Marcus
get
Ingram.
The report on anything on Taron Johnson. So it could be a vet day.
That's what
could
I was saying.
Tomorrow's pads.
Yep.
So they could just be laying off him today. We'll get that. The only guy who did return today was AJ Epenesa.
Yes.
So Epenesa's back. Dorian Williams is still out. Obviously, the guys on NFI, Dawson Knox, LaVisca Chenault, still out. And then we haven't seen Cedric Van Praan Granger out here yet.
With the injury to Bernard, we also saw Baylen Spector get some time today.
Yes.
And I think that was a little bit of an eyebrow raiser for me because of how much we've heard and talked about Joel Andreessen going into camp, how he looked in OTAs and then started training camp, lining up with the twos. Is that something that it's just maybe, hey, we're going to give him a shot? I saw a lot of Shaq Thompson out there as well today.
Yeah, I am a bit surprised. And, you know, maybe tomorrow they start rotating. I think what's happening is there's a true – backup middle linebacker competition.
That's
what
right.
it is.
Yep.
So it's between Joe Andreessen and Baylen Spector. We could all sit here and say, and I'm not going to disagree with this notion, and I've been the first to say it, which is Baylen Spector has availability issues.
Yep.
He hasn't been available. Joe Andreessen has. He should win that job. But if Baylen Spector's available, he's getting a shot to win the job.
Right.
The question might come down, if they're close, how much
can
they trust him to be available?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So I think, to me, Baylen first, A, has to demonstrate he's available. And then he's got to show, okay, I'm still the Baylen Spector you drafted, but in the system 3 years, going to my fourth year, and I can go out there and play. And by the way, he trains at middle and weak side, right? He's a guy that can be a little bit flexible.
That versatility is, I think,
really
something in his back pocket.
And that's what helps Shaq Thompson, too. Shaq Thompson can kind of do a little bit of everything.
And he's going to know the Sean McDermott defense.
That's right. So we'll see about that. The other interesting competition I think that's developing is for the swing tackle spot.
Yes, you mentioned
that.
We saw
Ryan Vandermark out there today. We've seen Tylan Grable out there. Tylan Grable was the swing tackle last year. Remember, he took over kind of for Vandermark, came in, won the job. Vandermark was a healthy scratch, but he's played well when he's had to go in. No Spencer Brown out there yet. He's a guy we haven't seen yet either, by the way. So I think those are two spots that are kind of up for grabs right now. It's great we're not talking about all these starting spots up for grabs.
Yeah, right.
But it's really the backups. One starting spot, I think, and that's at corner two. And the rest are, okay, who's the backup middle linebacker? Who's the backup swing tackle?
So last one I have for you, Sal. You've been here all week and into the weekend. Cole Bishop, for how much I think I spent, and I know a lot of people spent, the offseason talking about how important it was going to be for him to take that role as the other safety, what have you seen from him early in training camp? And is, I guess I kind of, A, know your answer, but B, you haven't heard a lot from him in terms of making big plays, but I think that might be a good thing for your safety. You kind of don't want to necessarily...
No, that's right.
You know, it's almost like offensive line.
100%.
When you don't have to talk about, you know, Osiris Torrance,
yes,
it's because he's making plays, doing his job, and he does
that's
it
right.
quietly.
Yeah, and I've said from the get-go, I've said from the jump, I think all Cole Bishop has to do is demonstrate that he's healthy.
Yep.
Because if he does, and he's not the starting safety, something went drastically wrong.
Agreed.
Like, why is he not the guy? Like, you drafted him, he's here, he's healthy. Why is he not the guy? So I think that's what Cole Bishop has to do, is just stay healthy, stay on the field. We're not seeing, like, these wow plays from him, but that's all fine. As long as you're not also seeing, I'm not telling he's getting beat
he's
all
getting
the time.
Beat, right.
So it's exactly what you said. I think that's the biggest issue with DeMar, right, which is, you just didn't see – DeMar actually didn't get beat a ton, but he also didn't complement it with enough plays.
Or the versatility.
Correct. Either. And Cole needs to be able to do that because you need to step up from where you were last year. You need to be better than we were last year. Scary moment a little while ago. I'm out on the field. Dalton Kincaid was on the receiving end of a pass. He's waiting for it to come down. Matt Milano's trailing coming back. Cole Bishop's coming from the top, and they all collided. Oh. They all went to the ground. Matt Milano's a little slow to get up, but kind of just like, okay, just a little slow to get up. Wasn't like he was hurt.
Yeah.
He took the next rep. He was fine. He was back. But that's one like, oh, my God. But they all came together, and Cole was there, too. It was very scary.
All right, Sal. We'll enjoy the rest of practice, man.
All right, and then I don't know who you're getting after practice today, but you got a couple of guys that will be talking
speaking
after practice today. And I know Paul is here as well today, too, so
yes,
appreciate his assistance out here, Paul Hamilton. So I think hopefully it cleared up. I don't know.
Yeah, it's looking
looks like we're getting some blue
down.
Skies,
yes.
But it was blue and hot earlier, and then it just started pouring out here a little
Our poor
while
guy
ago.
Ryan Talbot over here, soaking wet.
Is he coming on with you?
Oh, he's coming
on.
Oh,
I love it. I love it. All right, keep him in line.
All right, thanks, Sal.
You got it.
Sal Capaccio there, and Sal's behind the scenes, and Sal Capaccio takes behind the scenes during Buffalo Bills training camp with Sal's All Access Facebook Live on WGR's Facebook page. It's driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We're going to take a quick timeout. On the other side, I've got Ryan Talbot joining the program. We're going to talk more Bills training camp here live from St. John Fisher University. I'm Nate Geary. This is Sports Talk Sunday. All right, welcome back to our 2020.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
25 coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp and coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors & Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Welcome back. Nate Geary here live from St. John Fisher University. We just broke the rainstorm that came through here. Now it's just we're left with like 98% humidity. My man Ryan Talbot, writer for New York Upstate and the co-host of the Shout podcast with Matt Perino, joins me. Not as lucky as I was, because you didn't find the pavilion until after the rain started. You need to change your clothes, buddy.
I absolutely do, yeah. Soon after I do Shout today, I'll definitely head out to the car and find a change of clothes. I am drenched from head to toe. Very little spots out there in terms of
for
where
coverage.
You can stand for coverage.
No coverage.
For sure.
So you were here Friday. Today's your second day of training camp, and you'll be back either tomorrow or Tuesday this week. So you're going to have been a regular here at training camp, Ryan. I just talked with Arcel Capaccio, a couple of names that I think everybody has sort of mentioned to me when I was surveying the field of sorts, right? Dorian Strong, TJ Sanders, and obviously everyone's talking about Keon Coleman. I think right or wrong, he will be the story until he becomes or doesn't become either great or he's just, you know, not the player that we all thought he can be. Is there someone to you that maybe outside of those three names that has really stood out to you? It's, you know, you're watching team reps, you're watching individuals. Mind you, no pads on yet, but who is to you has stood out without the physicality portion of practice really kind of taking hold, which it will tomorrow when pads come on?
Yeah, I mean, I'll stick with two of the rookies there, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker. Mm. Those guys look like they could be more of an immediate contributors than you'd expect. I guess with Sanders, I think a lot of people were expecting him to contribute this year, but
yep.
There's a lot of talk about Walker and how are they going to bring him along. There's a plan in place, the back injury. Was this going to be a redshirt season?
Sure.
Fast forward to training camp and no limitations. And I liked Ed Oliver's description
Me
of
too.
Him yesterday.
Me too.
Dancing bear with ballerina feet. He pops. He makes some plays. He gets into the backfield. Same with Sanders on some of these plays. So up front, I like that. And then, you know, looking at the back end of the defense, Cam Lewis, Jamarcus Ingram, they keep making plays, showing why they've been able to stick on this roster
yep.
for so long. Today, Ingram with an interception in the end zone. Cam Lewis making some great plays as well on Friday.
I find how this defensive back room is going to play out maybe the most fascinating part of training camp. Now, listen, not to take anything away from the rotation and what the defensive line's going to look like, I think it's so hard to project with two guys I think you're projecting to be on the 53. We'll see about Larry Ogunjobi. Well, let's start with Ogunjobi because I think he needs to have a very strong camp. Just based on the team being surprised, they knew about Michael Hoyt's suspension. They didn't know about Ogunjobi's suspension. He's on a one-year deal. You were talking about Deion Walker being a player that looks like maybe they're going to lean on him a little bit more than maybe we thought to start the season. How much is a player like Ogunjobi's job going to be on the line based on, hey, when pads get on, he's probably going to see a lot of reps in the preseason, ramp him up as a veteran. How much is he auditioning to be a part of the 53-man roster when roster cutdown comes and ultimately his suspension's up?
And, you know, they reworked the deal. It is a one-year contract. I still think he's safe, though, because the Bills have the benefit of putting him on that suspension list
yep.
before you have to do any of the roster gymnastics. So that keeps him on this roster for the first 6 weeks. And that's good because you don't know what injuries are going to pop
yep.
up, how you're going to need him. So, you know, he and Hoyt are relatively safe in that regard. But over those 6 weeks, what if Deion Walker steps up and really plays a sizable role? TJ Sanders. It makes it a little more difficult to justify not only, you know, putting him out there on the field, but how do you then take one of those young guys off?
Yeah, and I think, too, when you look at the defensive backfield again, which is kind of where I started the conversation, because I just think it's so fascinating. The versatility of a Cam Lewis, I think, is going to matter a lot in when roster cutdown comes. And, frankly, special teams, which we know Cam Lewis is a core contributor on special teams. But you have draft picks in Dorian Strong and Jordan Hancock. And then you have players like Jamarcus Ingram. You have a player like Dane Jackson, who I think nobody has really talked about in this training camp. But that's a guy that started games in the NFL in this system – who has the trust of this coaching staff. If it, God forbid, right? I was talking about this too, is the Dolphins just had two injuries at their cornerback position. They had to go to the streets to go get Jack Jones and Mike Hilton to come in. We're a week into training camp, and they're already dipping into the free agent pool to have guys that are going to have to come in and play. If, you know, Tre'Davious White goes down, if Max Harrison, God forbid, Christian Benford, he would be very difficult to replace no matter what. But I think this team is so set with depth at the outside corner position that you lose a guy for a couple of weeks, you feel you've got that depth to replace. And I think that's unique across the league. And I think it's what makes Brandon Bean's roster building so important and valuable for here and how this team operates.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And I'll be the first to say, I think I was too low on Tre White coming back here because of the lower leg injuries and not knowing what he had left. I've been really impressed with him so far through training camp. He's very motivated. He had a full offseason where he didn't have to rehab something. He could just train. So he's been impressive. And as you mentioned, this is someone that has started so many games in the system. If going into week one, you don't want to put a rookie out there against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, you can trust Tre White in that role opposite Christian Benford. But the depth is certainly a benefit for them at cornerback because Dane Jackson, too, who you know has been quiet thus far through camp, he started so many games. And it's good to see, though, these veterans stepping up because it has been a slow start for Jordan Hancock. And Dorian Strong's had his ups and downs. So you want to develop those players, but you don't want to have to throw them out there onto the field, those day three picks, when you have other guys that have so much starting experience.
Yeah, and on the other side, on the offensive side, Sal and I talked a little bit about, you know, Dalton Kincaid having a nice day today. Keon Coleman, I think, probably having one of his better days of training camp thus far. On the offensive side, you know, seeing more run with the twos more than I guess maybe I thought he would based on the skill set. I'm really interested in how this rotation's going to work at the wide receiver position, Ryan, because I was saying this too. It's like it's so hard to say, hey, here's your wide – you have Khalil Shakir, and then I think you have everybody else that's going to fit into unique roles and have different packages, right? And so, like, I look at it and say, okay, if you are Elijah Moore, if you're – I think Josh Palmer's going to have a pretty significant role on the outside in this offense. But Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore, some of these other pieces, I'm really interested in. And no Curtis Samuel today, so I didn't get to see what you know his role has looked like early in training camp. But how the rest of this lineup shakes out, a little of that has to do with how Keon Coleman finishes training camp, no?
No, 100%. And he's rebounded since a very tough first day of training camp where he didn't haul in any of his targets. Comes back on Thursday, Friday, I thought had more ups than downs. Today had a really nice practice as well. And that's what you want to see because he even has versatility. They wanted him as their X, but he can play inside a little bit too. You don't want to take Shakir off the field, but that's the beauty of this. You can rotate these pieces in. Curtis Samuel with another injury, you know, we'll see how long it keeps him out. That's a little bit worrisome, but that's a great opportunity for Elijah Moore to maybe jump him in the pecking order, maybe become wide receiver 4 rather than wide receiver 5. Great opportunity for Tyrell Shavers, who has gotten some run with the ones here.
He just feels to me like a victim of numbers, doesn't he?
100%.
I mean, he's an NFL caliber receiver.
Yes.
I just, like we and Sal were talking about too on the field earlier, it's just like he's out there making some plays, some catches over the middle of the field, and you're like, that's an NFL body. He's come in when he's been asked to play. He comes in, has the big touchdown last year, you know, the 75-yard touchdown, whatever it is. There's a certain extent it's like I feel bad because it just feels like there's real no route for him, even if he could contribute on special teams. It just doesn't appear to be that real true route for him to be an NFL roster player here in Buffalo.
It's really tough because he has been working on his special teams the last 2 years in terms of if they're going to keep six, that's my path. If there's an injury, maybe I could be number 5. So, yeah, you put him in a well with Jalen Virgil, with Zach Davidson at tight end, even Darrington Evans, who they liked enough to roster, you know, with the injury,
as a kick
keep him around.
Too, potentially,
These are guys that could probably play elsewhere in this league in, you know, the case of wide receiver 5 or tight end 3 in the case of Davidson, running back 3 for Evans. It speaks to Buffalo's depth. It speaks to their talent level. So it's good to have those guys waiting in the wings on the practice squad in case things pop up over the course of the season.
I think before I let you go, we should hit our quota on James Cook conversations.
Sure.
I haven't really talked about James because I just feel obligated. You know, listen, he talked this week, and listen, when he speaks, he doesn't speak in volume, so you have to – he gives you very little, but what he says speaks volumes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things talking about is – you know, his confidence that he's a player that even though he hasn't been that third down back for this team, that it's in there and he's capable of doing it. And to his words, he's going to do it. And I guess my question for you is, when you look at this rotation, How hard is it when you look at this and say, listen, we don't want to take James Cook off the field. He's one of our best, you know, one of our biggest weapons. But the things I notice about James Cook versus Ty Johnson, per se, right, is in the pass game, Ty Johnson, he's got the feel of a receiver and knowing when to stop, knowing what gaps to find and when to stem and when not to. And I just, that nuance of just the pass catching, not even the blocking, but mm-hmm. the pass catching, how is it more about being hard to take Ty Johnson off the field in those situations more than it's trying to keep James Cook off of it?
I think it is because, one, the Bills like rotating there. They want
they
to
like rotating
the
everywhere. Too. I mean, 100%. If they could at quarterback. No, I'm just kidding.
But Ty Johnson today, same thing. Touchdown yep. reception down the left sideline. Found the soft spot, and it allowed, I believe it was Mike White on the play, to deliver a perfect ball right to him. Easy score. He knows where to go. He knows where the openings are. He's so smart as a veteran. And the Bills were very lucky to get him a few years ago based on the pec injury that he suffered with the Jets and how he was let go. They bring him in late August, one preseason game, and he goes on the practice squad. And since then, since he's been up here, he's been dynamic as a blocker, as a runner between the tackles to the outside, and then as a pass catcher. So he is so trusted by this coaching staff, it's hard to justify having Cook as a three-down back in the system. And then you have Ray Davis, too, who entering year two looked really, really good for this team when given some opportunities last year.
Ryan, last thing I have for you before I let you go for the day. When you're looking at these competitions outside of cornerback too, again, I do think this is going to be one of the more competitive training camps we've seen since Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean have been here, other than like year one where you just didn't know who was going to be here. Is there another depth position battle you're really paying attention to, a player that you're looking at maybe further down the roster? The guy I'll tell you that I've really been interested in is I think there's a true competition for AJ Epenesa and Javon Solomon. Epenesa, again, with Michael Hoyt coming back, the question will be is who might do you think you could actually get through to a practice squad? And I think that gives Solomon a little bit of a head over AJ Epenesa because if you bring Hoyt back, then it's a numbers game on who are you going to move on right. from, who are you going to waive, and I don't think you're going to do that to AJ Epenesa. So is it maybe a competition or a battle that you're thinking about really a numbers game battle, or there is somebody you're really looking at, like, I think he could take reps away from the guy in front of him?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'll go to the linebacker position.
Ooh, I like that.
I was very, I don't want to say low, but I didn't know if Shaq Thompson had any path to this roster when they signed him. It felt like a Deion Jones type of signing from a year ago, someone who's out of their prime. He only played six games in the last two seasons, but he's been flying around the field making some great plays. Broke up a pass today that led to an interception for this team. So I like him in terms of maybe he really does have a route to this roster. Maybe Ulofosio is going to be having to fight with him for that last spot, or who knows the severity of the injuries. Obviously, you know, Bernard missing a day today. They've been without Dorian Williams. He's really stepped up, though, and shown me that there is still something left in the tank. And with the ties to Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, and the knowledge he brings, he could be a really trusted veteran for that squad.
All right, Ryan, what kind of stuff you got going on? What coverage you got for training camp? I know you mentioned you're potentially recording Shout this afternoon,
yes.
tonight. What do you guys got coming up, you and Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go do Shout with Matt here in a few minutes. He's got to get out of here and get to a baseball game back in Buffalo.
Nice.
So we're going to do that pretty quickly. We'll have our observations up on the site shortly thereafter. We'll have a live show back here at the end of training camp at Dorado. So August 7th, 5:30, come check us out. Great food. Wing Nuts is coming. Thousands
nice.
Of wings will be cooked.
God, I get to, you know, I don't know if this happens to you with any other food. It only happens to me with chicken wings. If I see a picture of chicken wings or somebody just mentions, like, wing nuts or something, like, my mouth starts to salivate. That just happened when you mentioned all of those wings being cooked. So, listen, buddy, I appreciate you jumping on with me. Enjoy the rest of training camp, and we'll be following along as you and Matt do your thing over there.
All right. Thanks again for having me on.
All right, buddy. Ryan Talbot, you can follow him on Twitter if you don't already. I don't know what you're doing, but it's Ryan Talbot Bills on Twitter. And, yeah, you can check him out and his buddy Matt Perino as well. We'll continue on with Sports Talk Saturday coming up next. We'll have some live locker room sound. We will have players from the podium at post-practice. We have Bills special teams coordinator Chris Tabor spoke at the meeting this morning. We'll have that as well. We've got a lot more coming up here as we have continuing coverage of the 2025 Buffalo Bills training camp here at St. John Fisher University.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coverage of the 2025 Buffalo Bills training camp here on WGR Live from St. John Fisher University. I got Reed Ferguson over my shoulder, who knows I'm on air, challenging me right now to go take a snap on the practice field, which, by the way, I'd want to do it on the main field, guys. Like, I need the pressure of people watching.
Under the lights.
I don't need it on the side field. Anyways, joining me live here from training camp, Joe Marino, Locked On Bills, and Anthony Prochaska of Cover One. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me. I just so happened to see Joe. I had Anthony coming on, but I saw Joe's smiling face, and he looked bored. He looked like he wanted to come on and spit some takes on the air. So I said, Joe, hop on. And always, because he's the worldwide Bills media tour man, using your time and using it with me, I appreciate you, buddy. How are you both doing?
Doing good. Joe, how are you?
I'm well. In the words of the great Mike Leach, the late Mike Leach, he said, "Compete." Come on, Nate. I don't want to hear the excuses, man.
I know they're talking about you guys taking over the program.
I can handle 20 minutes of Bills talk with AP. Yeah. Trust me.
We do this all the
There's
time.
There's no excuse for this.
Listen,
take it.
On the break.
Let him know.
Reed's
got turkey burgers to go eat. Yeah. Go catch the damn snap.
7 minutes. I'll be out on that field. All right.
I love it.
All right. This is
good.
If I get to see this will make every moment of this trip worth it.
This is like a good old 80s, 90s wrestling feud that I'm watching unfold like live on television.
My
fantastic
golf partner was very adamant. If you break a finger before the tournament next weekend, you will never be invited back. So I've got
in
a little
fact,
pressure.
Keep your hands where we can see them.
That's right. Yeah. At all times.
Right.
At all times. So, gents, I talked with Sale. I talked with Ryan Talbot. I'm going to ask you guys both a couple of questions. I'm going to start with Dorian Strong, who I think has been a name that Sale talked a lot about. What have you guys seen? Anthony, I'll start with you. What have you seen from him and really maybe the entire defensive backfield, especially these younger players that stood out to you early here in camp?
The first thing for me with him that stood out was both on day one and day two, him getting extra work after practice with Christian Benford on a lot of like the technical pieces, like eyes on the hip and how to stab the hip, how to stay close, how to ride that wide receiver, what they're looking for, different pieces in off coverage, man coverage, press, and then seeing him apply that on the field and knowing the program he comes from at Virginia Tech, the type of defense that he comes from, his skill set, his traits. It's been a nice start to camp for him, I think, from like a learning experience, but also from a practical application standpoint, which I also think kind of don't want to say it's par for the course for him, because it's not for any rookie, but given how many snaps he has and the experience he has, and again, coming from Virginia Tech, I kind of did expect that to a degree, and he's a nice fit for this defense. And I thought the secondary has overall had a strong start to camp, especially starting on day one with Benford being really locked down, Trey White showing well, Harrison having some high highs, but some low lows at times, Jamarcus Ingram making multiple nice plays today, some nice spins from the safeties. I think it's been a good start to the camp for the group.
How interesting to you too, Joe, is like how this depth, the depth competitions at defensive back, how everything shakes out. They've got veterans. They have young guys with high upside to mix and match what they'll do on the defensive side of the ball. Plus, a guy that I feel like it's crazy no one's really even talked about one time is Dane Jackson, who started games in the system, has the trust of his coaching staff. It's a solid competition right now on the defensive backfield.
It's very competitive, and I'll tell you what, Trey White's going to make it real tough on Max Harrison to win this job, and he's clearly in the driver's seat. You know, this is the first practice that I've taken in live, but he was getting the majority of the reps out there, and it feels like Trey White has a lot of confidence. I think he gave up some stuff today. Keon got him a few times, but he's going to make it tough on Max Harrison. And I thought Jamarcus Ingram, the interception that he made today, might have been the play of the day where he was able to kind of peel off. It looked like he was maybe in deep third, and he saw the ball and went broke on something across the middle, and it was a heck of a play. So a lot of usual names, but a lot of new names that are – pretty big investments, and I think there's a ton of competition, and I'm excited to see it play out.
Let's flip on the other side of the ball. You mentioned Keon Coleman. I mean, kind of the conversation. He's the piece. He's the name everyone's talking about, whether it's online, whether it's people here in the stands watching watching practice. Joe, I'll stay with you on Keon Coleman, who I think made some plays today during practice, both in 11-on-11. We mentioned Dorian Strong made a great play, high pointing a ball over him as well. What have you seen from Keon today, and what do you want to see from him over the next couple of days as you spend this week here at practice?
I thought Keon was terrific today. I mean, I'm looking at my standout plays. There's six of them that I have written down. Three of them are Keon Coleman making a play. I thought he did a good job of finding space in zone. I thought he had a really good vertical rep where he was able to stack and get on top of – was that the run on Strong where he was able to get on top of him and make a nice play down the field? And I think the biggest thing that I want to see from Keon is just continue to develop that chemistry with Josh Allen and develop that trust, because – I think there's some good competition for who's going to be on the field in 11 personnel.
Yes, I agree.
And very unfortunate to see Tyrell Shavers go down at the end of practice, because that guy was getting a lot of run today with the first team.
Especially with Curtis Samuel out of it.
Yes, he got a lot of opportunity. But I thought Keon had a good day and needs to stack on build on that, right, because there's been some inconsistency to this point. But I thought today was a really, really strong outing for Keon Coleman.
Yeah, Anthony, how about for you?
Yeah, I completely agree, especially today. In, you know, Joe hit the main points, but I thought the chemistry pieces were really nice. There were a couple. There was a back shoulder front pylon touchdown from Allen to Coleman against man coverage. And then another one, you know, kind of in the middle of the field on like a third down look. Bills defense brought pressure, and Keon was one-on-one on the outside. And both those throws, the timing from Allen to Keon was so on point. Yeah. The ball location from Allen, but also where Keon was, you could tell that Allen knew where Keon was going to be. Keon knew where Allen wanted him to be. And on that hitch, Allen came and threw it, pinned it right on Keon right as he came out of the break, right on the numbers. Keon got it. Similar action with the back shoulder throw. I think their chemistry and rapport is coming along nicely. We've seen them talk after camp the first several days, and it's nice to see him put it together in a variety of areas on the field.
So no Dorian Williams, out with an injury. Terrell Bernard also out today with an injury to the hamstring. That gave, I think, an interesting look or perspective in what the backup Mike linebacker battle is going on right now. We saw a lot of Baylen Specter today going into camp. It was Joel Andreessen. What are you looking for? Is it more so with Baylen Specter, the lack of availability? And if it's close between Andreessen and a Baylen Specter, or a Shaq Thompson and a Baylen Specter, how difficult does his lack of availability make for trusting him, even if he's maybe playing better than an Andreessen or a Shaq Thompson?
It 1,000% affects it. I mean, the old adage that gets talked about all the time, the best ability is availability. And I might be in the minority on this. I don't think Baylen Specter's been – I see him get ripped a lot anytime he's in the games. I don't think he's been this poor
player
he gets made out to be. And I do think – some of the injuries have kind of hindered his ability to get time on task and develop. But I think he does a good job from a mental standpoint, from the checks and getting the defense ready, which, you know, like the Seattle game I thought was a really good indicator last year of how he can kind of align the defense in absence of Terrell Bernard, who's such a great, you know, air traffic controller and what he does cerebrally. But it really muddies the waters, and especially when you look at the other linebackers there. You know, Andreessen is extremely untested. Shaq Thompson, extremely tested, but
injuries.
Yes, and a lot of miles on the tires. So what do you get from him? Andreessen's a bit of a wild card. You kind of know what you're getting for Andreessen coming forward, but not necessarily from a coverage standpoint. Can he build? You know somewhat what you have in Spector, but also not because he hasn't had a ton of time on task. It's this weird mix at that spot for kind of building solidarity after Milano Bernard.
Well, one thing, Joe, I guess you maybe put in the bucket for Bealen Spector is his versatility to play both Mike and Will. And I don't know that you have that with Joe Andreessen. I don't. Maybe some with Shaq Thompson there. I guess what are you weighing when you're looking at that being that, listen, Dorian Williams is going to be the first guy off the bench regardless of what happens, I think, at either position. But that second, you know, battle right now that's taking place, I'm not going to lie to you, I kind of put Bealen Spector on the back burner.
Well, I'll say this. I don't know that they trust Dorian Williams to play the Mike linebacker spot. So that is definitely a huge variable in this competition where – I think it's wide open behind Terrell Bernard for the first guy in at Mike linebacker, and it feels like Joe Andreessen's gotten a lot of those reps, so has Bealen Spector. But today, Shaq Thompson got a lot of first-team reps, and I thought he made some really good plays in the ball. And yeah, I mean, he's wrong side of 30, back-to-back years of significant injuries, but he can play the mic. He knows the system. He's the most experienced linebacker on the team. So I think one of my big takeaways today is I'm not sleeping on Shaq Thompson's opportunity to be, you know, second or third Mike linebacker. And I know Terrell Bernard was out today. Dorian Williams is out today. So that's going to create a lot of different opportunities. But I am not dismissing that he could really make some noise here in this competition.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you both for jumping on with me, Joe, last minute. I appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy the rest of training camp.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're going to get some chicken wings in you over the next couple of days.
Oh, I've already had a few.
And I'm sure you'll have a few more. Anthony, as always, buddy, appreciate you. Thanks
you
for coming
much.
On.
Hell yeah.
Our coverage of Buffalo Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We're going to take a timeout on the other side. We're going to hear from Bills special teams coordinator Chris Tabor. We've also got a couple of players speaking live at the media tent. I'm going to go out on the field and see if I can catch a snap from Reed Ferguson. I'm Nate Geary, live from Buffalo Bills training camp. This is Sports Talk Sunday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.